call at 433-1037 or statewide 1-800-477-1037. Now, back to the zone. Where did you come from,
baby? We're going to get a chance to win some good stuff. Welcome back in the zone, Justin Aker, Chris Kane, Emo, who's becoming a zone favorite all of a sudden.
I played this for Eric. All right, Ernie, excuse me. Eric. Who's Eric?
Hey, you're welcome, Ernie.
Little Michael Jackson, baby.
Better than that one intro.
Still trying to make up for that, yeah. Johnny Taylor.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't like that one.
Well, your old lady.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Hey, look, you want to take your old lady somewhere special, and you need to do it on a budget after going to Hawaii? Jim's Razorback Pizza, my man.
Jim Razorback.
I took my wife, my son, and my other son, and I sprung for all of it, Ernie. I went crazy last night.
He's a wild man.
I fed four with drinks and everything for under $50. It was a beautiful thing.
Woo.
Now, admittedly, they are three wings for a dollar on Monday night, and Wally Hall was also in there having a bite to eat.
Really?
And this is the smoothest trick ever. You know how somebody just sent a drink over to you or whatever? Wally sent me over a dozen wings. I'm like, that is a player. That's $4 going a long way for a friend of yours now. Ernie, next Monday, you and me, Chris, bring the wives out. Wings for everybody. It's all on me.
Done.
It's a done deal.
Done.
It's a beautiful thing. Are you kidding me?
Jim's Razorback Pizza.
You can't beat that. You cannot beat that. So we had I had a bunch of three wings for a buck. And thanks to Wally, I had a few left over as well, so I'm going to be eating those tonight. Today is Tuesday, 3 to 6, happy hour. Check out the drink specials and a buck off any appetizer. Three locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop, Morgan Maumelle exit, and on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. And pretty soon we're going to be down in Hot Springs eating sandwiches, eating pasta, eating wings and pizza after or before our trips to Oaklawn, because they're going to be starting back at the track here in the not-too-distant future. Be a quick segment. We went way too long. That last one was a lot of fun, though. I got a couple of quick calls we're going to get in here. Jason and Bryant, my go-to guy. Good to have you back. What's up?
What's up, man? I got a couple things real quick. Don't hate on me and don't get mad, but Rhett Lashley.
What?
I know. Why would Rhett Lashley be up for a Bros Award?
Couldn't agree more. I thought the same thing today. Much more than the Kirby Smart Nick
Saban
thing.
Gus call the plays. Call the plays. Come on now.
Exactly. I mean, again, it's no hating on him, but it just doesn't make sense. He's well, not the play caller.
Same reason. Garrett McGee was nominated a few years ago. We all know who called the plays up at Arkansas.
True that.
It happens. Garrett, I'm glad you're going to win this thing, but don't step on my toes. You know who calls the plays here.
Yeah.
And hey, don't stand so close to my motorcycle. Too soon?
No, absolutely not.
It's been long enough. But I got a question. You guys heard about the new financial agreements that they can sign the high school kids?
No. Oh, yeah, because PV's coming in early, right?
Yeah. Any kid that can come in early at midterm or whatever can sign a financial agreement. Well, it does not bind them to that school. A kid named Josh Malone in Tennessee signed three of them yesterday to Tennessee, Georgia, and Clemson.
He signed
three financial agreements, yes.
Oh,
that's what I was going to say. I don't know if y'all looking to. I mean, it's awesome for the school, except it doesn't bind them to it. But the school has to hold them a scholarship. So right now, this kid's got scholarships held at all three schools. You know, it's kind of smart, except if you weren't coming in at midterm, because, you know, he has to be there before February. But, like, you know, otherwise people could do that, and you'd have held a spot for him, and then he could sign with somebody else. But like I said, they did it midterm. It's just weird. His name's Josh Malone. He had a big
what are the three schools
and everything, and he signed up three different.
What are the three
Clemson,
schools?
Clemson, Georgia, and which other one?
Georgia, Tennessee, Clemson.
I'd make fun, but Arkansas would definitely take that if you got the opportunity.
I think it's smart for the kid. He got two schools in limbo.
So you make the top three. That's not bad, right?
Pretty good idea for it.
It kind of holds the team's, the school's hostage, though.
It's a bad deal.
Luckily, it's only for midterm. So, you know, like I said, if it was in February, that would really screw teams because then they would, you know, they'd be telling another kid they ain't got room for him because they have to save this kid room. He signed a financial agreement, but it's only for midterm kids.
Weird. Jason, so, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Jason's always a wealth of knowledge. We got to take a time out here in a second. We're way behind. A few things on Keith Lee's Service Committee live fan feedback. DH in Pensacola says, Russell Wilson's performance last night should help Coach Bielema recruit a QB. No doubt. Dan says, home field also means the Seahawks will go all the way or finally have a home field loss. True that. Russell Wilson remains undefeated as a Seahawk at home. Kev says, I think the other incident was following the multiple missed field goal game by Tiffin, or was it Suckup versus Arkansas? I think it was Tiffin. Back in the day,
Lee
maybe.
Tiffin.
A name that will limit anything. We were talking about the guy that shot
Thank
his son.
Thank you, Tiffin.
Alabama fans are a special breed, and I don't mean that in a good way. Tim says, long nab Bielema from the Big Ten. Brett said the West was ours to win. We all said, wow, at 3-0. Then came Rutgers, and we said, whoa. The effort against the Aggies gave us hope. Along comes Bama. Nope. Whiskey's Karma tweeted from Jen. Let's get a victory before you tweet again. In the SEC, we're 0-8, yet I'm still partial. We do have Collins, Hunter, and Marshall. Though we sucked, my faith won't leave me. As our Savior's coming in the form of Jake Peavy. Tim, very good work. We are doing Razorback Epitaphs. We've sort of gotten away from that, but if you want to send them into the zone at 1037thebuzz.com, you can also send them on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. But Tim and Wilmar, I would suggest that you email it so I have a record of it and I can get you a prize. Dan says, I'm with you on your opinion of Ohio State, but they will play a top 10 team in their conference championship, and they happen to beat them by, say, two touchdowns. I don't know how you could make a case for them not to be in the BCS game. I agree 100%. I don't think there's any way they're left out if they go undefeated, including a win over number 10 Michigan State this week. All right, we got to take a timeout. Justin Akery, Chris Kame, got Ernie Murray for a few more minutes. Greg is on the line, wants to visit with you for a second, Ern. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Justin, what's up?
What's up?
I'd just like to say hello to my ex-shooting guard, Ernie Murray.
How you doing, Coach? You doing okay?
I'm doing pretty good, but how about yourself?
I can't complain.
Justin, I watched a lot of basketball, and I've coached a lot. And the two best kids I've ever seen shoot the ball in my life were Ricky Norton and Ernie Murray. And when both those kids in high school, they could shoot anything from anywhere. And I think when they go to college, the college coaches, this is my own personal speaking on this, overteach shooting. And I get so tired of hearing these guys that Arkansas signed, this kid can shoot, this kid can shoot. And they get up there and crap, they can't shoot a lick.
Well, I think Anthlon Bell is proving that he can be a shooter. I think he's going to be a weapon. So,
but, you know, Coach, you're right. I look at the guys out in Maui, and nobody locks it anymore. Nobody locks it. I see guys with a shooting elbow all out. It's not textbook anymore. And I think when kids get away from the fundamentals of shooting the basketball, that's when all the problems come in.
Well, you know, when I saw you as a sophomore, Ernie, I couldn't believe it. Now, you put on a show with Robert Sicka, and they had five guys trying to guard you. It didn't help a dadgum bit.
Yeah. Great. Well, I played hard. Thank you, Coach.
Coach, appreciate the call. What's the Wabasica mascot?
Used to be the Eagles. Our school is closed. No school there anymore. They go to Palm Bluff Dollarway. That's why they are so good.
My high school is the Eagles. I feel you.
We were the Mighty Eagles.
Well, my team wasn't very mighty. Say that much. 11:49, rather. We'll be back. And trivia question from Chris Kane. A very interesting one. Has to do with the SEC championship this